Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Confidence is now waning in a bipartisan border and foreign aid deal in the U.S. Senate. Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell
has been made pretty clear to us by the Speaker that it will not become law.
Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer blamed hardline Trump allies in the GOP for sabotaging the deal prematurely. He said Republican senators in the room were discouraged.
There was a lot of anger, frustration, deep disappointment in our Republican colleagues.
Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson's declared the border security and foreign aid deal dead on arrival in the U.S. House. After text of the measure was released on Sunday, the bill would give the Department of Homeland Security the ability to shut down the border entirely if illegal immigrant encounters approach certain thresholds. It would also send more money overseas to Ukraine, Israel, and elsewhere. When offered a primary ballot without former President Trump's name on it, Nevada Republican primary voters are just saying none of the above. No delegates were at stake in the Nevada GOP primary election held Tuesday. However, one telling fact is that Trump's top Republican challenger, Nikki Haley, whose name was on the ballot, could not even score a victory. On Thursday, Trump is expected to win a new caucus process that's been instituted by Nevada Republicans. Meanwhile, the Haley campaign says she will remain in the race despite the disappointment in Nevada. At the same time, the former president is planning to appeal his immunity case to the U.S. Supreme Court. Trump's lawyers argue that a president is immune from most criminal prosecutions due to the nature of the job. Federal prosecutors disagree, claiming Trump's actions after the 2020 election were a breach. This as high court justices are set to decide whether Trump got involved in a planned insurrection or not at that time. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Radical Islamic militias linked to Iran have only seen the beginning of retaliatory U.S. airstrikes, so says the Pentagon.
This is the start of our response, and there will be additional actions taken to hold the IRGC and affiliated militias accountable for their attacks.
U.S. airstrikes hit dozens of targets across multiple days this past weekend. Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder confirmed there were enemy casualties but offered few other details. The U.S. military is retaliating on targets linked to Iran-aligned militia groups in the Middle East who were responsible for drone attacks that killed three U.S. soldiers in Jordan late last month. At least 9 deaths are reported as heavy rain and wind continue to pound the U.S. southwest region. In some locations in California, there was up to 13 inches of new rainfall reported. Flooding and mudslides remain a concern across the region. Local emergencies were declared in Los Angeles and San Diego. And a pop music superstar may be going after a college student for monitoring the movements of her private private jet.
Taylor Swift's legal representatives have issued a warning of potential legal action against a college student from Florida for his monitoring of celebrities' private jet movements. Jack Sweeney disclosed to CNN that he received a cease and desist notice from Taylor Swift regarding the social media account he manages. Sweeney previously operated a website that tracked Elon Musk's private jet before Musk closed down his account. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. How are you? It is hump day all over the place. I'm Bill Martinez, and here's the latest. Hamas proposes 135-day Gaza truce with complete Israeli withdrawal, including freeing all hostages. Nikki Haley did not fare well. She lost to none of the above. You know, anybody but Nikki. A bit embarrassing. And, of course, a lot going on with Donald Trump. So stay tuned. We've got Rick Manning joining us right now. Rick is the president of Americans for Limited Government. And, of course, we're going to talk about this and, you know, the all the activity regarding the border and what Congress did and did not do. Mr. Rick, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you, Bill?
Well, I'm doing fine. We've got lots to unfold here. Just real quick, because it's worthy of something, just a second. And that is Nikki Haley had to be rather embarrassed that she couldn't win against no one.
None of the above is a tough con. Is a tough opponent, given the mood in the country about politicians.
Right.
I think a lot of people would lose to none of the above, mm-hmm. but they wouldn't spend money to lose to none of the above. And it has to give her donors great pause about whether she should continue. She's down like between 25 and 30 points, depending on the polling in South mm-hmm. Carolina, her home state.
Right.
And I think she'll hang in until South Carolina. And when she loses there, she will her money will dry up and she will no longer be running for president. The problem is, and it may seem silly, but because her campaign strategy is to go after independents who are and with a negative campaign against Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the same independents that Trump's going to have to get against Biden or who the Democrats put up. And so she's effectively running the Biden attack dog campaign.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now with the very voters who Donald Trump and the country needs to vote for him mm-hmm. In the general election. So she's doing a lot of damage. And while she's losing to none of the above, she's still running an attack campaign that is, quite frankly, serves Bobby Kennedy Jr. better than it serves anybody else.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Rick, it's interesting because, you know, regarding the independents, these are a lot of new independents, the people that have just mm-hmm. gotten fed up with politics, as you referred to earlier, and said, I don't want to be associated with the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, all this stuff that's being done to Trump. what's going on in our country, you know, the rule of law, on and on. But yet their heart and affinity is toward a specific party. So I think the independent category itself, you know, can be divided and analyzed a little bit deeper than just thinking they're just totally independent and disconnected. I think they still care very much, and their heart is still enjoined to some of these things that are associated with a specific party. Do you think that's a fair analysis?
Yes, I do. There are more independent people who say that they're independent now than say they're a Democrat or say they're Republican. So it is actually the largest political party. Mm. People saying they don't belong to Hutton, saying none of the above, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that, you know, a third of them aren't leaning towards the Democrat Party and a third of them aren't leaning towards the Republican Party.
Exactly.
And a third of them are truly undecided.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a... And there might be different issue sets. There might be different kind of thinking. And quite honestly, a lot of them have opted out because they don't want to deal with being in primaries.
Mm-hmm.
That's a choice. You know, when you say I'm going to be an independent, I'm saying I don't want to vote in a primary. I want to just pick between the two I'm given.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a there are a group of people who are going to be the focal point for politics over the next decade. And I rather than independent, I think they're disaffected.
Yeah.
By that, I mean they are people who have said, who have rejected the two-party system.
Mm-hmm.
They may philosophically lean towards, you know, big government, limited government, or, you know, somewhere in between, but they're mm-hmm. not philosophical in many respects. They just, there's people saying, what we have isn't working out. I don't want to be part of it.
Yeah, because the thing is that when you're around your friends and neighbors and you're talking politics, you know, one of the first things that comes out, are you Republican or Democrat? So, mm-hmm. you know, and that's like, you know, the answer determines whether or not the gloves, you know, come off or they come on. And people are, you know, there's no benefit for them in that. So they're just backing away and saying, okay, and not to mention the fact that the whole political process has gotten so mired and immersed in deception that on both sides, and truly on both sides, that they're fed up with it. And in a way, their movement, their exodus away from a party into this independent class is a statement. It's a statement just like, you know, the people coming out on January the 6th.
No, I think it is. And, you know, one of the aspects that can't be ignored is that we have a transformation of how people see themselves in terms of political party. A lot of people who were staunch Republicans 10 years ago completely reject Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And they reject Donald Trump based upon, let's say their number one, they didn't realize that their number one economic issue was free trade, global trade, right?
Right.
And that was, and so a lot of the National Review types, the Bill Kristols and the like, that really turned out to be their number one issue. And because it defined whether they could support Donald Trump or they could support Joe Biden. And if the issue that defines you is an issue that your political party has moved away from, then you find yourself isolated and sometimes bitter, but by and large, you find yourself maybe in an independent category, still mm-hmm. very philosophical, but just without a party.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's where a lot of the union guys are finding themselves. They were mm-hmm. Democrats, and now the Democratic Party really doesn't want them.
Yeah.
They want
their vote and their money. That's all
they want their vote. They want their vote and the money from their union dues.
Exactly.
Okay? But they don't want them. And as a result, they're finding themselves in the voting for Donald Trump, but maybe not in the Republican camp yet.
Yeah.
So that's the transformation that's occurring. It's a healthy one. And you know, our country just is going to have a discussion about this. And, but Nikki Haley right now needs to drop out. She's doing more harm than good.
Well, it's like MAGA is an offshoot, in a sense, and addressing these key issues, whether it has to deal with the border, you know, free and fair trade, national security, you know, some of these items that these parties have walked away from. And MAGA is almost becoming a party unto itself, is it not, Rick? You know, I asked that question. I'm gonna let you think about it for a minute because we got to go to break. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick Manning is with us, and we'll continue our conversation on the other side. Thanks for being with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Hey, we're back with you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, Monday through Friday. 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Rick Manning, President of Americans for Limited Government, is with us. Okay, we left everybody on pins and needles. We set everybody up. Okay, let's talk about MAGA. You had some good points on this. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think one of the things we need to be careful of is the term MAGA. It doesn't, it's for a lot of people, it's a negative term, and I never use it. Mm-hmm. I always you know, use all the words, make America great again. Mm-hmm. And the reason I do is because most people agree with the concept of making America great. Mm-hmm. They may not agree with the concept of again. They say, well, America was never great, and they point out, you know, flaws. Okay, because America wasn't perfect doesn't mean it wasn't great. I'll have that argument with people all the time, right. But any day of the week. But that's an argument about real stuff. But what's happened with the term MAGA is it has been turned into a pejorative for some.
Exactly.
And so when you use that term, it is a term that some people hear and say, oh, those people are crazy, or oh, those people are you know, lawless, or oh, those people are trying to destroy the country. And that is an emotion that's been put onto that term by a lot of people, by people on the left, and truthfully,
including the president, we might add.
So the president, who's basically tried to say that the MAGA people are other, are people who we should be able to suppress, we should be able to deny their rights, and as a result, it's become something different. So I don't use the term. I use the term make America great again because I want to have an argument about what that means.
Mm-hmm.
What that means is something very simple. If you think America is doing great now, then vote for what you got.
Right.
But if you think America can be better, then you need to change course.
Mm-hmm.
That it says that. We can have an argument about again, the word again.
Right.
Okay, I'm more than happy to have that argument and talk about founding fathers who built a country based on freedom, based on individual liberty, based on a constitution, based on committed to the general welfare of the people, as opposed to a constitution built around the idea that the people serve a government. I'm more than happy to have that discussion because it informs people who quite honestly have been misinformed over the last few years through the education system that's provided.
Exactly. Yeah, it's so, kind of amazing in a sense. You know, the parallel is the educational system has indoctrinated and misinformed the masses through the educational industrial complex in much the same way, not quite as deleterious, but nonetheless still off the mark, in much the same way that, you know, the Arabs have misinformed, you know, their generations, right?
No, that's absolutely correct. It is a indoctrination is indoctrination, and the strange part of it is the Arabs, or their countries, are at least indoctrinating their people to concepts that they believe are best for their country.
Mm-hmm.
We indoctrinate people to hate our country.
Right.
I mean, that's the absurdity of it. It's a, you know, it's just the fact we allow it to occur is crazy. Right.
Well, the whole idea of hate anyway. I mean, we talk about how we need more love. Well, you've got to let go of the hate because, as you say, our citizens are indoctrinated to hate this country. Well, the Arab nations are indoctrinated, even with the UNRWA, you know, educational materials that are put on, you know, with our money, oh, yeah, by the way, which promotes hatred, hatred of a people. So it's like, wait a minute, you know, how do you embrace something that you say is antithetical, you know, to the common cause here? But they don't consider a common cause. They're so ideologically fixed. And this is becoming the same thing here in America, too, is that we're, and that's why the difference between make America great again and other pejorative words or thoughts that are thrown into people's minds to manipulate them and to alter their worldview.
Yeah, I think one of the reasons why, you know, I think the statement, the four words, make America great again, it's one of the great political statements of all time in terms of slogans, because make is an active word. It means this can happen, but you have to do something.
Right.
America is a concept. It's a country, but it's an
idea.
Concept.
Right, exactly.
It's an idea. Great is an aspiration,
mm-hmm.
and again is a reference to the malaise and the falling away from our core, principles.
Yeah, it's a call to return
to our country.
Yeah, it's a call to return to those first principles that are embedded in this idea.
And it is one of the greatest political slogans that ever in the history of our country, mm-hmm. because it has meaning, it has power. Mm. It calls to us to a greater self, and you know I think back to a movie way back when it was called Wag the Dog, and about a fake war and how they created a fake war to elect a president. But nonetheless, the slogan was "Don't change horses in midstream." Okay, and it's kind of the benign political slogan that doesn't mean anything, and it's, you kind of just, it's typical garbage. The brilliance of Donald Trump is he was able to define what was at stake in four words. And that is every bit as much true today as it was 4 years ago, 8 years ago. And it is important that we maintain that focus on making America great again. And let's have an argument in America about where we're going to go in the future based on the principles that entails. Mm-hmm. And there's no way to defend the idea of, no, I want to make America, wipe America from the map through illegal immigration, mm-hmm. through shipping our jobs overseas. I want to make America average, mediocre, one of 160 nations. I mean, those are the, you're either going to be great or you're not going to be great.
Exactly.
You're going to be mediocre.
Mm-hmm.
You're either going to be America or you're going to be everybody else. And that is the battle. That's the battleground that's being fought in this country, and nothing encapsulates more than that slogan, which is why, once again, I reject it. I just don't use MAGA.
No, I think it's a good point.
And so getting back to the original concept, because I want people to hear the words.
The words are
a slap in the face. Mm-hmm. They're bracing.
Yeah.
And it forces people to make a choice.
Right. No, it's a good point here. Rick, sadly, a minute and a half left, and one of the things I want to talk about was the D.C. U.S. Appeals Court saying mm-hmm. that Trump is not immune from prosecution, their argument and the whole layout here. I mean, it's like they're missing the point. They're focusing so much on Donald Trump and what happened January 6th, but they're stepping over what contributed, what created this environment to even bring all the people to the Capitol. To say there's a problem here.
Okay, let's be clear. I skimmed it. I did not read the whole opinion, but I did skim the opinion. And what was clear is they were trying to thread a needle and say presidential immunity still exists, but not for Donald Trump.
Exactly.
Okay, that's what they were trying to say. You can't have laws for one and not for everyone. And freedom of speech is freedom of speech. He gave a speech. It was free to give it. He never indicated anybody urged no nonviolent activity. And now they're trying to prosecute him for it. And if that's allowed to occur, our ability to exist in this country with free dialogue, free speech is over.
Well, hopefully the Supreme Court can unthread the needle, because these courts and these judges have, employed such pretzel logic, there's going to be a staff of chiropractors to come in and kind of straighten them out, because they're a mess. I mean, and it comes down to that. You're exactly right. It is targeted prosecution against Donald Trump. Rick Manning, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Valentine's Day, there are a lot of things we shouldn't compromise on, like choosing a partner or even caring for your cat. Most cat parents don't want to use a litter with additives, dyes, or synthetic fragrances, but also don't believe natural options offer quality odor control. That's where new PetSafe Premium Natural Litter comes in. With uncompromising odor control and no harmful chemicals, it's the obvious choice for a sweet-smelling Valentine's celebration at home. When it comes to house guests and having loved ones over, cat parents are concerned about the chemicals they bring into their home. Over-scented, perfumey litter is a huge red flag for many cat parents. PetSafe 100% natural litter ensures a pure, healthy, chemical, and odor-free home. And this Valentine's Day, PetSafe is on a mission to help cat owners and their house guests smell the roses so they don't have to compromise. They can have an all-natural litter and superior odor control for up to 21 days. For more information, visit PetSafe.com or head to Walmart to pick up a bag.
USA News Update. Tucker Carlson, the former Fox News host, is revealing that he will soon release an interview with Russian President Vladimir Putin. This announcement follows Carlson being cited numerous times in Moscow over the weekend. Carlson claims Western news media outlets have been peddling biased propaganda about the war between Russia and Ukraine. He says there is more truth to be told on the matter with Putin. Some Republicans are backing a measure saying former President Trump is not an insurrectionist.
A coalition of Republicans is endorsing a proposal asserting that Donald Trump did not partake in an insurrection.
The biggest danger is the weaponization of government to prevent President Trump from ever being president again.
Texas Congressman Ronnie Jackson accused Democrats the resolution aims to thwart endeavors to disqualify Trump from the presidential ballot. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
With you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. We got the other Bill, Bill Pascoe, joining us from the Tea Party Patriots Action and, you know, our man in Washington who's staying on all top, on top of all things bureaucracy. How much fun is that? Is that like trying to herd cats or something?
That's exactly what it is, trying to herd cats, trying to keep frogs in a wheelbarrow. It's ridiculous.
Well, you know, that's even worse. Because I don't know about you, but I've spent years trying to keep frogs in a wheelbarrow. I mean, I just have so much time on my hands. Actually, what it is it's a study that the government is paying me to do because we have so much. We just have so much excess money that they say, hey, would you mind doing this research study, see how long you can keep these frogs in a barrel?
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like Washington these days. It really does.
Because we need to know this kind of stuff. And the other thing we need to know is what's going on with this immigration deal. You know, especially to me, it's like, wait a minute. This immigration deal was settled back in the 80s, wasn't it? When they went to Ronald Reagan, you know, the Democrats, oh, just give us this one, you know, 3 million immigrants. We'll just give them amnesty and we will never bother you again. Did they lie?
Yes, they did. They got the amnesty for the 3 million illegal aliens back in 1986, but there was no border security. We haven't had border security in decades.
Yeah. What do they even know how to spell border security?
I don't know.
Well, look, you got the three amigos there. I keep saying we got three amigos. We got Biden, we got Harris and Mayorkas, and they know nothing about border security.
They've seen nothing. They've seen nothing. Well, here's what we see. We see that in 3 years we've had somewhere between 8 and 10 million illegal immigrants, which may double the population of illegal aliens in the United States. This is a fascinating problem. And people ask me all the time, why would the Democrats do that? You're saying it's a plan. And I say, yes, it is a plan. Look where they're going. They're going to New York. They're going to Chicago. They're going to Los Angeles. They're going to San Francisco. Where are they going? They're going to all the major urban areas. What does that do for Democrats? You know, I don't even have to worry about whether these people ever become citizens and therefore have the right to vote. What I'm worried about right now is even before they become citizens, because we count them in the census, we count everybody in the census, even illegal aliens get counted in the census, that means that the political strength of New York City is increased, the political strength of Chicago.
Right.
That means federal dollars, that means federal jobs, and that means electoral votes in the Electoral College every 4 years. New York is stronger today. California is stronger today in the Electoral College because we've allowed so many millions of illegal aliens to come into the country and settle in those places. They're not settling in Oklahoma and Nebraska, Bill.
No. Well, and look what's happening to the demography. I mean, you know, California's become more blue. Arizona's starting to look purple. And, man, they just want to pour them into Texas as well. You know, flag or no flag or, you know, whatever resistance that Abbott wants to put out there, right?
Listen, these people, they are very smart. They are sending them deliberately to places where they need electoral strength. They're increasing the vote share in Milwaukee. They're increasing the vote share in Philadelphia. They're increasing the vote share in Atlanta. They're increasing, you called it Arizona, Maricopa County, the biggest county in the country, is now full of illegal aliens. They get they may not get counted when it comes to voting. Mm-hmm. But that increases the strength of Arizona's electoral count.
Exactly.
And people need to understand this, that there is a purpose to this plan. Mm-hmm. So now the Senate comes to us with a package, 370 pages. It took several hours to read through. And you know what? It's a pile of junk. It will not increase border security. What it will do, frankly, is exacerbate the problem that we've already got. There's a ton of money in this bill that goes to increasing the faster processing of illegal aliens when they arrive at the border.
Right.
That's what the Biden administration wants to do. They don't want people stuck at the border, so they want to move them into the country faster. And that's what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. This is an absurd program.
And meanwhile, his double speak, Bill, I mean, break that down for the audience so that they understand. I mean, on one side of his mouth, he's talking about, he finally has admitted there's a crisis, that our immigration system is broken. Well, it's broken because they broke it. They're ignoring the law flat out on immigration and legal immigration. And, you know, they've turned this idea of legal immigration on its head and compromising our national security and you know, helping cartels. I mean, the cartels last year, just in human trafficking alone, Bill, generated over $13 billion in a windfall profit. Thank you very much. Joe Biden been very, very good to the cartels, right?
Yes, he has been. And here's the key. Secretary Mayorkas is being impeached for willful failure to enforce the law. Now, what does that mean? And the executive branch is there to enforce the laws that are written by the legislative branch. When the executive chooses which laws he's going to enforce and which laws he's not going to enforce, he's effectively writing new law. That's taking unto the executive branch a power that is reserved by the Constitution for the Congress, for the legislative branch. Senate Democrats are going to have an opportunity to try him. And what I would strongly suggest, if you go back, you read Federalist Number 65, Alexander Hamilton's explanation of why the founders chose to put the impeachment trial. They didn't know where the impeachment trial was going to take place. When they created the Constitution, there were some people who suggested that, well, since the Supreme Court is the top judicial body in the country, that should be the appropriate place to hold a trial for an impeachment of an executive branch official. And Hamilton said, no. At the time, the Supreme Court was only 7 members. Hamilton says, no, this is too small a body. You're talking about something very serious, something that will affect the character of the most reputable men in the country. That's who we're talking about impeaching, executive branch officials, senior officials in the government. Says, that's too small a body. We need a body that's more numerous. We need the entire Senate. And here's the key. In that same article, in that same Federalist, Hamilton wrote about the problem of what he called factions, what we now call political parties. He said, the problem is that too often I fear that the decision over guilt or innocence is not going to be a question of the evidence. It's going to be a question of the relative strength of the political party. Is he in the favored party? Well, then he's going to get off. Is he in the disfavored party, the smaller party? Then he's going to get convicted. So what Senate Democrats need to do is think of themselves less as Democrats and more as senators. They've got to think of themselves first as members of the legislative branch, which has had its power usurped by an executive branch official who chooses not to enforce the laws that the legislative branch passed. We'll see if the Senate Democrats can do that. I'm not going to hold my breath.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, unfortunately, the environment has become so politically based. This is why our call, you know, even to our audience, and it's also, I mean, they're naturally doing it anyway, Bill. Look at how there's an exodus to the independent party away from the Democrat and Republican parties, because party politics is what has us at each other's throat. It has disunited us, and people are beginning to get that. For that exact reason, as you just pointed out right now. But, you know, we'll see if the Senate has a backbone, if they want to reclaim their constitutional authority.
You're right. We'll see. You know, the last time that somebody was impeached below the level of a president was 2010. There was a judge in Louisiana who was apparently corrupt. Mm-hmm. The House brought impeachment articles against him. And on the very same day that the House showed up with the impeachment articles, the Senate, by voice vote, decided to create a subcommittee, three Republicans, three Democrats, that was going to go off in the corner, and they were going to hear all the evidence and then make a recommendation to the Senate. You know what? That happened in March of 2010. That committee didn't come back with its recommendations until December of 2010, conveniently after the election.
Right.
So nobody had to go on the record casting a vote on impeachment before the election. That's exactly what Chuck Schumer wants to avoid. He's got Sherrod Brown in Ohio and John Tester in Montana. He's got Jackie Rosen in Nevada. He's got Bob Casey Jr. in Pennsylvania. All of them in red or purple states running for reelection. He doesn't want them to have to cast a vote letting Mayorkas off the hook. Because if Bob Casey Jr. says that Mayorkas is not guilty, guess what? The Republicans in Pennsylvania are going to wrap that around his neck and make him pay for it politically. And the same with Jackie Rosen and Sherrod Brown and John Tester. So Schumer doesn't want to have a trial. He's going to try to bury this thing. It's going to be up to Mitch McConnell and Senate Republicans to refuse to allow him to do that. We're going to see what kind of a backbone they have this week, too.
Well, here's the whole truth and nothing but, brought to you by the Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund political director and TPP man in Washington, the one and only Bill Pascoe. Bill, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Take care.
Good to be with you, Bill.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money.
Thanks, kids. They're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you along with James Massa, Numbers USA CEO. James, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
It's always good to be here, Bill.
Well, James, interesting yesterday. Mayorkas didn't get impeached. You had three Republicans. There was hardly any room whatsoever to move forward with the impeachment of Mayorkas. That goes by the wayside. We knew the Senate border deal, the way it was being presented. Michael Johnson made it clear it was going to be DOA. Well, it kind of died in the Senate before it came to the House, right?
That's correct, yes. In fact, and we're pleased to see it die in the Senate because it was a bill not worthy of coming over to the House. Mm-hmm. It had nothing to do with actually securing the border. It didn't limit the illegal immigration. It actually codified it into law, and it added to the legal immigration. So there was nothing about the bill that was coming out of the Senate that was good for controlling the border or reducing immigration.
James, why doesn't anybody want to talk about the vetting process of these illegal migrants coming in? I mean, on the face, I mean, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt and say 99% of the illegal immigrants coming into the country are beholden to the cartels. Let's just say 1% may not be, because they may have gotten away even from the cartels. Highly unlikely, because the cartels are controlling the border here. Then what kind of individual are we letting into our country? Many of which have come, as Donald Trump had said, when he made the statement that they were not sending their best. I mean, they emptied their jails, they sent felons out of their own country and said, we'll let it be America's problem. But nobody wants to talk about that.
Well, it's a real tragedy in that at the extreme level, of course, we've had over 300 who were known terrorists on the terrorist FBI watch list who have now been captured. That's up from 170. So, I mean, the number continues to climb there. And anytime you see that, you think, how many got in here who we don't know about?
Exactly.
But even that person who's just an economic migrant, someone who is trying to leave a situation where they want a better job, even those people coming across, and that's at the other end of the spectrum. And we still need to vet them. Are they really going to be adding to our society? Are they really going to be able to contribute in ways that are extraordinary and helpful to our nation? Or do they really have a humanitarian need? Are they here for a funeral of a friend? Do they need an organ transplant? Or is it just they're trying to change and move into a place where they can find a different type of job? And that's the vast majority of these people who are at our southern border, but they're coming in now indebted to the cartels. And
exactly.
You make a great point, because that is a really dangerous thing for us. Even the good people in desperate situations do desperate things.
Exactly. Well, you know, under threat of, family, if not them, their family back home. Because the cartel is very clear that, hey, look, we know where you came from. We know where your family lives. So don't mess with us. And, go ahead.
No, that's the case. And then each one of them, pays an exorbitant sum to be able to be transported here. Mm-hmm. Our side of the border today is set up to welcome them in, process them to an NGO who the government and taxpayers, of course, that's us, fund to be able to handle these people who are illegal border crossers coming into the United States. And then we're handing them a job, letting them claim asylum, and releasing them in this detention process that doesn't even keep track of where they are. I mean, by law, they're supposed to be detained. Unless they're a minor child, they're supposed to be detained. But they're not even being detained or being released into our interior, and then they disappear.
Yeah, and Joe Biden wants more money to facilitate it all the more, right? I mean, it's not, hey, we're going to use this money to close the border, to really shut it down. It's just to process more illegal immigrants.
It is that. And even at the policy level, one of the things that was being proposed was to codify that the Customs and Border Patrol agents would be the ones making a decision about their asylum. It wouldn't even be an asylum judge that's making this decision. Only those things which are challenged end up going there. So, I mean, when Mayorkas told the Congress that over 85% of the people coming in who are illegal border crossers are being let into the United States, it was absolutely correct. I mean, they're letting six times as many people into the United States they're possibly able to even consider sending back.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that, when you don't have a court hearing, for 8 years down the road, how many babies are you going to create that are now citizens of the country? You're not. And now you're in a situation where you're going to be deported, and your American citizen child, you're going to leave them here, you're going to take them back with you. I mean, this is a complication that we're creating, for ourselves down the road, 8-10 years down the road here.
No, you're correct, and that's part of what needs to occur. The upside of the Mayorkas impeachment not going forward, and the upside of the Senate immigration bill dying in the Senate, is that they can focus on what truly helps the nation, which is coming out of the House back in May, which is called H.R. 2, the Secure the Border
exactly.
Act. It closed the loopholes that address many of the issues you're talking about right now, and it keeps us to the point where now if we can secure the border and stop the illegal flow, then we can start to look at all these complications that you're pointing out that we have now that we need to address. And they do need to be addressed, but they can't be addressed until we stop the increasing issue that's occurring today.
James, things happen because people or organizations are rewarded, and rewarded in a way that is to their favor. Who's getting rewarded here? I mean, as you see it, I mean, you've been studying this, you've been monitoring this, for decades, and you see something that is this obtuse. I mean, this isn't just some minor adjustment. This is purposely designed for a specific outcome. Help our audience understand what the outcome is and, how it threatens, the very essence and foundation of this democratic republic, especially, when the President Biden talks about, all the threats of democracy. But this clearly is a clear and present danger. Help us understand it, if you would.
Oh, we could spend the next 30 minutes talking about it. Let me see if I can make a couple quick points. One is that the people who are not helped are the U.S. citizens. I mean, people who are looking for jobs, people who are looking for fair wages, people who are looking to be able to protect the environment. None of those people are helped in our nation. And it's a national threat. In fact, there's a recent movie out called America Invaded that you might be able to find if you do a quick Google search on it. And it does an excellent job of showing what's occurring with terrorists coming in the nation. So from a national security, it's not helpful. But what what is the people who are helped are the NGOs. I mean, there's like $2.3 billion in the proposed bill out of the Senate that was going to be going to the NGOs, and they are receiving billions of dollars today to be able to manage and process these illegal border crossers that are here inside our nation. And the other who is
we're paying for the dysfunction and adding to the problem. Our tax, our hard earned tax funds are going to support this craziness, is what you're saying.
That's correct. And those tax funds that should be going to support other people in our social services, U.S. citizens, are being absorbed and being utilized for those who are not U.S. citizens. And I think the other entity that's being helped is possibly the Democratic Party. And the message that I hear over and over again is they're trying to bring in people because the census counts warm bodies in the United States. It doesn't count voters. And then voting lines are drawn up based on how many representatives are in each state, et cetera, based on those volumes of people. So there is the theory that that is one of the big long-term plays being done right now by the Biden administration, is to somehow just increase the total number of illegal people in the United States so that the census is actually skewed towards what they think might be favorable towards them.
Can that ever be changed, James? Is there enough backbone in Congress to be able to say, look, we're no longer going to count illegal immigrants in the census? I mean, you can count them, but set them aside with an asterisk, but not have them affect representation in D.C.?
I don't have an answer for that. It does reflect, though, that it was never considered as something that needed to be addressed, because who in their right mind would do a census of your population and include those people who aren't part
right.
of your country?
They get rewarded, we're promoting that misbehavior because there's some reward, you know, for one group. And clearly the Democrats have an advantage by counting illegal immigrants. And of course now we've got people who are not, you know, they have no skin in the game. They're here as visitors, and they're affecting policy.
Yeah, that's correct. And, you know, it's interesting because if it was just the Hispanic individuals coming in from the Southern Hemisphere and Central America, mm-hmm. what the Democratic Party would be surprised to find out, in which one of our executives has written a book about, is that the Hispanic immigrants who are U.S. voters today and actual or naturalized citizens have moved dramatically towards the Republican Party.
Right.
They are by 49% voting in line with that, which is not what was expected. But what we're seeing at the border today is 60% of the people coming across that southern border are not from Latin America. They're from all points across the world. So we're having people come in from all sorts of walks and orientations and political orientations that are not in line with our democracy. And they're coming into our nation and trying to skew what's going to be done in the future for generations to come.
Exactly. You know, James, I was just reading about this Bidenomics slush fund. Can you tell us about this? This is a slush fund that is, you know, in the small print of, you know, Biden policy that is subsidizing illegal immigration. It's taxpayers' money, you know, that's going to these illegal aliens. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, even if you look at the city of Chicago, you'll see that each one of these illegal immigrants who are there in the tent cities today receives over $9,000 to be able to find themselves a job because they have a job permit to go pursue that. I mean, think about that. We're actually paying people almost $10,000 to find a job, and in the meantime, we're housing them and feeding them. So those funds that you're referring to are throughout the system, and they are being funneled into this illegal invasion that's occurred inside of our United States.
It keeps promoting the things that we don't want, at least most reasonable Americans. It's just so upside down, but typical of this administration right now, sadly. James Massa, Numbers USA CEO. Thank you, James. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.